The next plugin is the WP Auto Tagger plugin. When you're writing a post, you can actually add tags to it. If you scroll down to the right, and let's say I'm just going to add the keywords here as the tags. So I'll add that. You can add your other keywords here that you did in the keyword research, and it's very useful to just help to build the relevance to build on the on-page optimization. Now, depending on the theme that you're using, it may or may not show the tags. But this one, it does show the tags here at the bottom. The tags give another way for users to find things that are relevant to what they are looking for. So if we click one of these tags, notice that each of the tags are acting as links, and each of the tags are also leading to their own pages. So let's try. Adding another tag to an older article. So let's just add that and update and view the post. Now, what the tags do is that they group together articles that also contain the same tags. So if you click grand piano, we should now be showing two articles. And this indexes quite well with search engines. Actually, for the lesser competitive keywords, you might see your tags pages coming up. So this actually increases your visibility in search engines, especially for keywords that are less competitive, for very long tail or or keywords with a lot of words in it. And that gets you free traffic without really exerting that much effort into it. Now, what the WP Auto Tagger does is it automatically fills up the tag section for you. And let me just show you how that works. Okay, let's upload the plugin. And install. Let's take a look at one of the posts. Okay. Let me just hit update. So notice that I didn't really input anything. It automatically chose the tags here. So it just pulled the tags from its algorithm. So it actually goes over the internet and looks for the most relevant tags. Now, the longer your article is, the more keywords you put in here, then it's also gonna automatically pick up more variations of tags there.